Adjusting speech parameters. Regardless of what synthesizer you configured WindWise for during the installation, you may not be satisfied with the rate or pitch or volume currently being used. This section will show you how you can easily adjust these parameters. But before we get into that, a bit of background needs to be covered. WindWise supports three different voices. There is the screen voice, the keyboard voice, and the mouse voice. Each voice can be turned on or off, have its rate, pitch, volume, or tone settings all be unique from the other voices. The screen voice is used when you read information from the screen. For example, when you read the status line, or you read the title bar of the current application, or you tab to an edit box. All of this information will be spoken using the screen voice. The keyboard voice is used to speak keys as you press them from the keyboard. The mouse voice is used as you read information relative to the mouse pointer or anything relating to the mouse, such as what the current mouse pointer is. Many people prefer to have all the voices be set up the same, but you can change each one independently of the others. For example, it is common to have the screen voice rate be slower than the keyboard rate. You have total control. To adjust any or all of these parameters, do the following. There are four key presses that can be used to set the parameters for the three voices. They all include Control and Alt, and they all include one of the four dedicated arrow keys. By dedicated arrow keys, I'm talking about the four arrow keys between your normal keyboard and the numeric keypad, just below the six-pack of keys. Many people refer to the dedicated arrows as an upside-down T. For example, going from left to right immediately to the left of the numpad insert key is the dedicated right arrow. To its left is the dedicated down arrow, and to its left is the dedicated left arrow. The dedicated up arrow is right above the dedicated down arrow. Control-Alt-Right arrow is called the Voice Selection Rotor hotkey. It rotors between the voice parameters for the screen, keyboard, mouse, or a combination of all three. I'll press Control-Alt-Right arrow several times to demonstrate this. So again, I'm going to hold down the Control and Alt and press the dedicated right arrow, and we get
screen.
Screen. I press it again.
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Mouse.
Mouse.
All.
All. And again.
Screen. Keyboard. Mouse. All.
So with each key press, we just rotor around. It defaults to all by when you first start up WindWise. Control Alt left arrow is called the voice parameter rotor hotkey. It rotors between volume, tone, pitch, and rate. I'll press it several times to show you how it rotors between the options. So Control, Alt, and left arrow. I'm holding down Control and Alt and keeping it down and just tapping the left arrow key.
Volume.
Volume.
Tone. Pitch. Rate.
So each press gives me one of those different settings.
Volume. Tone. Pitch. Rate.
And again, rate is the default after you first start up WindWise. Once you have the voice and parameter you wish to modify, you can press Control-Alt-Down arrow to decrease the setting, or Control-Alt-Up arrow to increase the setting. The rate parameter can offer up to 100 settings depending on the synthesizer. The pitch and volume options offer 10 settings from 0 to 9. The tone setting offers 26 settings from A to Z. Not all synthesizers support all the possible options. You will need to play with them to see what your particular synthesizer supports. Let's try changing a few of the options to understand how to change them. So again, I'm currently set for all, and I'm going to leave it at all. So I'm going to do Control Alt left arrow.
Volume.
And I can change the volume.
Tone.
Tone.
Pitch.
Pitch.
Rate.
Rate. Let's just go ahead and change the, I'm going to go to tone because it's easier to understand. So I'm going to keep hitting this.
Volume. Tone.
There we go. Tone. And let's increase it. So I'm going to do Control Alt up arrow now.
All voices tone J.
So all voices tone J, and you can hear the voice change.
All voices tone K.
K.
All voices tone L.
All voices tone M.
All voices tone N.
All voices tone O.
All voices tone P.
All voices tone Q.
And then eventually it goes around. Each synthesizer has a different number that they actually support. This is DeckTalk Access 32, and it supported these particular settings. So again, if I go Control Alt down arrow, I'll go back through them again.
All voices tone P.
All voices tone O.
All voices tone N.
All voices tone M.
Again, I'm just holding Control and Alt down, keeping those down, and just tapping the down arrow.
All voices tone L.
All voices tone K.
All voices tone J.
All voice is tone I.
And tone I was the default. If I go below I.
All voice is tone H.
Go to deep voice. Go again.
All voice is tone G.
And they're stuck with those all the way through. So I'm going to go back up twice to the default.
All voice is tone H.
All voice is tone I.
So that's how you change the tone. And because I had all set, then I'm getting that particular parameter for all of my voices. Screen, keyboard, and mouse. I could select them individually. I could make my keyboard be a tone J and my screen be a tone I or whatever I want to do. Let's change something other than tone. I'm going to do Control Alt left arrow to get to
pitch.
Pitch, and let's change the pitch. Now I'm still keeping Control Alt and down. I haven't let go of those. Now I'm going to tap the up arrow key.
All voices pitch 4. All voices pitch 5.
Again.
All voices pitch 6.
Again.
All voices pitch 7.
Again.
All voices pitch 8. All voices pitch 9.
All voices pitch 0.
After 9, it wrapped back around to 0 and got very low. 3 is the default, so I'm going to go back up to 3.
All voices pitch 1. All voices pitch 2. All voices pitch 3.
And again, I could do Control
Windows
Alt up or down.
Windows has blocked some startup programs. Windows blocks.
That was just a tooltip that popped up that I just silenced again. Windows is reading these things as they pop up on me. So now I'm going to go ahead and let's play with the rate. So I'm going to do Control Alt left to get to rate.
Rate.
And now I can just do Control Alt up arrow.
All voices rate 31. All voices rate 32.
Again.
All voices rate 33.
So I can just pound on it really quickly, like boom, 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 boom. I'm keeping Control down, just pounding on up arrow.
All voices rate 55.
55.
All voices rate 56.
57.
All voices rate 57.
Let's just go really fast here.
All voices rate 69. All voices rate 73. All voices rate 76.
I'm just pounding it really quick.
All voices rate 86.
And we're up to 86, almost unintelligible in this case. But again, this allows me to change all of those things. So feel free to use Control Alt and the four arrow keys to get to how you want it to be. Now let's say, for example, that you've screwed this up majorly and you just can't even understand the voice anymore. One of the nice features of WindowEyes, which we feel is a nice feature, is that unless you specifically save some parameters, they're not saved automatically, which means all of these voice parameters that I've been playing with, and I've got my speech rate speaking really fast now, maybe not intelligible by you, and you don't know how to get it back because you can't understand what it's saying, you can always just shut down WindowEyes and restart WindowEyes, and those settings will be lost. And I'm going to show you how you can actually save the settings, but it's kind of nice that it doesn't save it automatically unless you specifically save it. So that way you know what you're saving and you don't get yourself caught in an area that you can't get out of. So in my case, I'm going to go ahead and shut down WindowEyes. So I'm going to go ahead and pop up WindowEyes with Control backslash. That's a WindowEyes hotkey that pops up WindowEyes. So I'm going to do Control, hold down the Control key, and while it's down, I'm pressing the backslash key, which on a full keyboard is three keys to the right of the P key, typically. So I'm going to do Control backslash.
Personalization.
Oops, try that again.
WindowEyes.
Hit the wrong key. So it popped up and said WindowEyes. And now there's several ways you can close an application. Typically, you can just press Alt F4. That's a Windows key that will shut down whatever the active window is that's in the foreground. In my case, it's WindowEyes. And I could do that here. Or I could go to its file menu. And typically in the file menu, you always find a close option. So let's just do that first. So I'm going to do Alt F to bring up the file menu. Remember, we're talking really fast here. And I can then, usually it's the last option, so I can either down arrow all the way to get to the last option, or one of the cool things is when a pull down opens up, you're always on the first element. If you hit up arrow, it will wrap around to the bottom element. So I'm going to just up arrow one time.
Exit dialog.
Set exit, and I'm going to hit enter.
Menu closed. Okay, button. Dialog. WindowEyes exit. This will shut down WindowEyes. Default. Okay, button. Cancel. Button.
Talking really fast there, but it basically said this will shut down WindowEyes, okay, or cancel. I'm going to hit enter on OK, and now WindowEyes is actually gone. WindowEyes is unloaded from memory. Remember now, to bring it back, I could either reboot my system, which is a little overkill, or I can just press my shortcut key, which I accepted during the install. So I can hold down Control and Alt, keeping those down, press W, and I'll do that now, and WindowEyes will launch up.
WindowEyes 7.0. Today's tip T. Sometimes applications present more text.
I'm going to silence this. But we've got the tip of the day again there, but I went ahead and silenced that. I'm going to escape out of the tip of the day dialog.
Desktop, recycle bin, unselected, list view, 1 of 10.
I'm back to the desktop again. Now my speech rates are back the way that they were originally before I actually changed those settings. So now let's change the setting and show you specifically how you can save it so that it will be there the next time that you actually start it. I'm just going to increase the rate a little bit. I'm going to purposely keep it low, and I apologize for you more experienced users who find this speech very slow, but I want to be able to make sure that some of the beginning users that are coming in here can still understand the speech as we go along. Again, you can customize your setting however you seem fit, and of course you can speed me up with your player if you choose to. So I'm going to do Control Alt And I already know that I'm set for all voices and I'm set for rate. That's my default. When WindowEyes launches up, it will always default to all voices, rate. So I don't have to bother doing alt left or right because I know I'm already there. Now I can just hit the up arrow key.
All voices rate 31.
Let's just go to 35.
All voices rate 32. All voices rate 33.
Tapping up arrow.
All voices rate 34. All voices rate 35.
So I'm at 35. Let's say this is my perfect voice. I want to save this from now on. So we can do the same thing, only instead of shutting down WindowEyes, we're actually going to save these settings. So let's pop up WindowEyes again by pressing Control backslash. So I'm holding down the Control key, tapping backslash.
WindowEyes.
It just says WindowEyes because WindowEyes now popped up. Its control panel is now in the foreground. It's the active window. Sighted person sees this as the window in front of everything else. Like your desk, you might have several pieces of paper. Well, only one paper is typically on top. That's the active window. That's the active piece of paper, what a sighted person would see. So now I'm going to go ahead and bring up this file menu again that we used to close it down, but I'm going to do Alt-F.
F. Save as pull down.
The first option was Save S. S is the shortcut, and it said pull down, which means if I hit Enter on this, it will actually open up another layer of a menu. So I have one layer of a menu of all the options under the file menu, but some of those options have more menu options underneath them. And in my case, the save does. So if I hit Enter key.
Set file and all dictionaries.
It just has set file and all dictionaries. Now, the menu levels of WindowEyes, there's a beginner level, an intermediate level, and an advanced level. When you first install WindowEyes, you're set at beginner level, so you have very few menu options up here. So it seems a little silly that you've got a pull-down menu with only one option. But typically, as you become more advanced with WindowEyes, you'll increase it to maybe intermediate level and then ultimately advanced level, and you'll find out that there's many more options that you can save in this particular pull-down, as well as many of the other options that we'll eventually talk about. So this says save set file and all dictionaries. Well, for beginner users, that's just a lot simpler. I have one save option and boom, it's going to save out all of my settings, however they currently are set. Well, I only adjusted the rate parameter. I increased it by a few and I want to save that. So I can hit enter on save set file and all dictionaries. That's my current option I have selected in my menus. I'll hit enter.
Menu closed.
And that's it. So now if I shut down WindowEyes, let me go ahead and shut it down with, try the other approach here. I still have WindowEyes up here in the active window. It's the active foreground window. I could do Alt-F and do my arrow business to get to exit again. Or in this case, I'm going to do Alt-F4. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and hit F4.
Okay. Button. Dialog. WindowEyes exit. This will shut down WindowEyes. Default. Okay. Button. Cancel. Button.
So the default is the OK button, so I'm going to hit Enter, and this is just verifying, are you sure you want to shut down WindowEyes? Yes, I am, so I'm going to hit Enter. WindowEyes is again gone. I'm sitting at my desktop with no accessibility aids running. If I press Control-Alt, hold those two down, and while those are down, tap W. That's my WindowEyes shortcut to launch WindowEyes. And just did that, and WindowEyes will come up here shortly again.
WindowEyes 7.0. Today's tip T.
And the tip... Tip of the day again, I silenced that with a tap of the control key, but now I have my rate 35 that I saved out there. So now every time you launch WindowEyes, you're going to get that rate and everything's going to be great. So I'm going to escape out of tip of the day.
Desktop, recycle bin.
And I'll silence that, but again, I'm sitting back at my desktop. So that's all there is to this section. Hopefully it gives you a good understanding of how you can change the parameters to satisfy your particular requirements of how you want to set up the voice. Again, feel free to set them up all the same or individually, which I didn't actually talk about, but you could easily go to the keyboard voice and maybe increase its rate because you're a fast typist. You want it to speak fast there, but when it's reading back, you want it to be slower, or when you're reading relative to the mouse, you want it to be slower. As we go on through this tutorial, you'll find how you can actually manipulate WindowEyes more and more, and you might find, oh yeah, I want to go back now and change this because I understand more of how I can read relative to the mouse or typing at the cursor or the keyboard and things like that. But that's enough for this section. Let's move on to the next.